The Cold War has been over for nearly 20 years now, but a remnant of that era remains active, and some say too active. It's a semi-clandestine Israeli agency called Nativ. Nativ used to help Soviet Jews relocate to Israel, got a windfall when the Iron Curtain fell, and about 1 million Russians flooded into the Jewish state. Others, though, immigrated to Germany. Nativ has followed them there. The Rolls Jerry Haddon reports from Berlin.
Sergei Lagabinsky is a Jew from the southern Russian city of Astrakhan. One day in 1990, when he was a young teenager, a couple of Israelis came to visit. They gathered together the city's roughly 3,000 ethnic Jews and gave them this message. We're from a program called Nativ, and Israel wants you.
A wife and a husband who came to our community there. This was, by the way, the first time I went to the synagogue in Astrakhan, and they did... They showed us how to have prayers, because the last person who was religious in my family was my great-grandfather, so I only heard about this. And they also gave us leaflets and information and literature about Israel, and they did a great motivational job in terms of explaining what Israel now is, maybe from their perspective. Of course, we didn't talk about the problems that this country has, but they did a good good job. Basically, after that came this huge wave of immigration to Israel.
The Jews emigrated for many reasons, to flee social turmoil and growing anti-Semitism after the Soviet Union collapsed, and to find work. Most went to Israel, but by no means all. More than 200,000, like the Lagabinsky family, came here to Germany.
We had virtually no information about how things look like in Germany, but we knew it's a European country where probably not so many Jewish immigrants would go, as opposed to Israel, where we had, you know, hundreds and thousands of Jewish people going to Israel. Most of them were doctors or engineers. And guess what? My father is a doctor, my mom is an engineer. So we thought that for the sake of, you know, better employment chances, even, you know, thinking pragmatically, this would be a better option for us to go to Germany and to try to build a future there.
Today, Lagabinsky is perfectly integrated into German Jewish society, but experts say nearly half the Jews from the former Soviet Union are not. For example, the elderly who still only speak Russian, or those who have a Jewish father but not a Jewish mother, they're excluded from Jewish religious life under Jewish Orthodox law. These are the Jews who agents from Nativ want to reach. Nativ began as a secret program in the 1950s to build links to Soviet Jews and at times to smuggle them to Israel. After the USSR disappeared, the agency languished. But 2 years ago, Israel gave it this new mission in Germany. The problem, says Stephen Kramer of the Central Council of Jews in Germany, is that the Cold War is over. There's no enemy. And yet Nativ, he says, is still playing cloak and dagger.
When we face secret Israeli government agencies sneaking around trying to convince people with government money coming from Israel that Jewish life in Germany is not worth to live here, but to keep and get those people to immigrate to Israel, then this is not a very, very decent way to work with each other.
Kramer says the German Jewish community is a fragile one, and Nativ's activities could divide and undermine it. Israeli officials in Berlin contacted for this story would not speak on record. One source said it was not known whether Nativ agents were even in country. Calls to Nativ headquarters itself in Jerusalem have gone unanswered. But Israel's ambassador to Germany told reporters that Nativ is here, promoting Israeli identity. But he denied Kramer's accusation that it's trying to lure former Soviet Jews to Israel. But Germany's Central Council of Jews is not alone in questioning Nativ's mission. In the nearby city of Potsdam, Professor Olaf Klöcker studies Jews from the former USSR in Germany. He says Israel has an aging population and needs immigrants. He says the country was especially disappointed in the early 1990s when many former Soviet Jews opted not to resettle there, and it may be trying for them again.
Israel as an immigrant country wanted to get them all, of course, and we understand this, but it's a decision. It's a decision in an age of globalization, and the people have a free choice. You have the right to go where you want, and in this way I think it's understandable that they just choose Germany.
Despite the Holocaust, Klöcker says, Jews today regard Germany as a country of law. In other words, they feel protected here. And while that could disappoint those with a Zionist mission, Germany's Jews say it only benefits Israel to have a strong and supportive diaspora. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Berlin.